These are for you, Alan. But how are it from last week? Is someone emailed me, and he noted that it was not totally true that there are no poskim who say that pets are not mukta. Just to summarize it, right? The Gemara says that animals are mukta. Right. The Balei HaTosfos already deal with the question, what happens if you have an animal which is not useless? It's a songbird. It's used to calm down an animal. An animal, calm down a baby, whatever the case might be. Is it mukta? They quote a position that it's not mukta. Tosfos quotes a position that it's not mukta. But Tosfos himself concludes that it is mukta, and that Rush concludes that way. Marach Rezeru has two tshuvot on it, Pe'alef and Pe'beis. Pe'alef, he says, no, it's not. It's not muksa, and the Rosh says no. It is muksa because even though it's muksa, even though it has a use, it's not enough of a use. It's objectively muksa, whatever, however you want to interpret it. And many poskim like Rav Avadya say, well, you know, that's all there is to it. It may make sense to say it's not muksa, but it is muksa because Tosfos says it and the Rosh says it, and there are
Mudei Rav.
Well,
a dog always has a use.
Well, sometimes depends on the dog.
Depends house,
it depends on the depends on the animal. But the truth is that sheet isn't totally rejected. The Halachos Ketanos does paskin that pets are not, and there are some significant modern poskim who actually say it. Rav Moshe seems to say it. I'm not. I'll be honest. I don't know what to make of this tshuva. Rav Moshe is a very short tshuva. Nechelik hay or Chaim Chelik hay tshuva chabez, I think. Or maybe it's Oz Chav Beis and whatever Tshuva it was. I think it's Chav Beis. Well, I can send it to you later. Where he says that animals are mukta, and then the parentheses, he says, unless they're miuchadim for Tashmish, like pets, belaz. The problem is, this is the classic halachic problem that people have, is that Chilches, which is of Rav Moshe, which is where this is found, was published after his death.
Right.
This particular tshuva has a little footnote next to it that says, reference the Hakdama. In the Hakdama, it says that this particular tshuva was written when Rav Moshe really couldn't review things very well. So there's very short ones, and someone else wrote it for him, and he didn't, like, glanced at it. And then there are some parenthetical comments that he made. It's all him, but it was, like, you know, when he was just sort of skimming. So I don't know, you know, what you really do with a tshuva that was at the end of his life where they're saying, like, it's what he said, but he wasn't strong enough to really write a tshuva, to read it, you know, someone else was sort of putting it together for him. So some people don't take the Chelekes very seriously, other people do, other people take it with a grain of salt. I don't really know what to tell you. Rav Moshe does seem to say, this tshuva, Rav Moshe does clearly say that pets are not mukta. What you do with that tshuva is the whole machlokes of Chelekes. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu is quoted in that tshuva that I mentioned of the last week of that chief rabbi in Afula, right, Shmuel David, the Talmud of Rav Lichtenstein. He quotes that Mordechai Eliyahu also thought that pets were not mukta.
Mm-hmm.
So you do actually have some modern poskim who suggest that pets are not mukta. Again, while Shlomo Zalman suggested it, he rejects it. Lemaisa, and many poskim don't accept it, but it's not true. There are no names. There's possibly Rosha Feinstein, which is a big name, and Ramar Chaliyahu, which is a big name. The only other thing that you get in poskim is they have a separate discussion. Well, we already mentioned last week that saying a pet is mukta doesn't necessarily mean that it's mukta to walk a pet. Right? Walking a pet is mutter because you're not picking up the pet. That's fine. We're just talking about picking up the pet. The other thing that they ask is, what about an aquarium? So some poskim are actually machmir on pets, but they're makil to move an aquarium because the aquarium has clear aesthetic value. Like, having the aquarium is, you're not really moving. Some poskim say, no, the fish is aser, fish is mukta, so the aquarium is mukta. Others say, no, the aquarium is actually better than the pet itself because it's a kli, right? The aquarium is clearly a kli, and it's a kli with a purpose. It has an aesthetic purpose, and therefore you rearrange it just like you'd rearrange like a vase or something, or whatever it's going to be, so you can rearrange it. Okay, that was just sort of finishing up some haras on that. Okay.